This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Assam is now the center of unlimited possibilities and gateway to Southeast Asia and India. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati today. Speaking before a large gathering of diplomats, prominent industrialists, foreign delegates, the Prime Minister said that Assam will be a manufacturing hub of eastern India and urged the industrialist to reap the benefit of this strategic location.
Advantage Assam Summit ka pehla edition ayojit hua tha. Tab Assam ki economy 3.25 lakh crore rupiye ki thi. Aaj Assam kareeb 6 lakh crore rupiye ki economy wala rajya ban gaya hai. यानी भाजपा सरकार में सिर्फ 6 सालों में असम की इकोनॉमी की वैल्यू डबल हो गई है. ये डबल इंजन की सरकार का डबल इफेक्ट है.
The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improvement of connectivity, infrastructure and also strengthening the local supply chains in this region. India is working on a mission mode for low-cost manufacturing process. The Prime Minister said that the law and order situation of Assam has improved during the last few years as the centre and state government have signed several peace accords. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, has extended his heartfelt greetings to the people of the state on the joyous occasion of the Nyokum Festival. He expressed his hope that the festivity brings joy, harmony and renewed strength to the bonds that unite us as a vibrant community. The governor said that Nyokum, one of the most popular and celebrated festivals in Arunachal Pradesh, marvelously reflects the treasured traditions and values of the Nishi community. As we come together to celebrate, I am confident that the youth, community leaders and esteemed members of the Nishi community will continue to play a vital role in preserving and promoting this invaluable cultural heritage legacy for generations to come, he said. The Election Commission of India has scheduled a two-day conference with the chief electoral officers of all states, union territories at the India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management, New Delhi, from March 4th and 5th next. This is the first such conference to be held since Ganesh Kumar assumed charge as chief election commissioner, informed a press statement. Range Forest Officer Trainees from the Chandrapur Forest Academy of Administration, Development and Management, Maharashtra, visited Paki Tiger Reserve, Sejosa, yesterday. The visit, a part of their 18-month training course, is an essential part of their East India tour aimed at providing practical exposure to forest and wildlife management. The field trip was mostly focused on the Center for Bear Rehabilitation and Conservation and the Khari Anti-Poaching Camp, where they observed conservation efforts, habitat management strategies, and wildlife protection measures in action. The visit to Paki Tiger Reserve provided the trainees with a holistic understanding of wildlife conservation, habitat restoration, and community involvement in forest management. Their hands-on experience will be instrumental in shaping their future roles as forest officers, stated a press statement. The Bandatewa police have successfully intercepted a drug trafficking attempt and seized 150.70 gram of heroin at the Bandatewa check gate yesterday. Acting on a reliable intelligence input, a police team led by ASI S.K. Tiwari conducted a NACA check at Bandatewa check gate. A search of two suspects conducted in the presence of OC police station Bandatewa resulted in the recovery of heroin from their possession. In the meantime, a case has been registered at Bandatewa Police Station under the NDPS Act. Further investigation is underway to track down the supplier and dismantle the supply chain, stated a press statement. The District Health Society Tawang, in collaboration with the Indian Army, successfully organized an integrated mega health camp at Government Higher Secondary School, Lao, today. The camp provided free medical checkups such as non-communicable disease screening, dental checkups, electrocardiography and tuberculosis screening. The camp was jointly inaugurated by Deputy Commissioner Tawang Kanki Darang and Jila Parishad Chairperson Tawang Leki Gombu. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.